Hello, my name is Anne McKeown. I'm a life coach and a trainer at 2empower.co. Today I'm going to share some NLP techniques to help you overcome anxiety and stress. Before I start, did you know that there's a difference between anxiety and stress? So stress is a response to a threat, and anxiety is a reaction to that stress. So if we can deal with the stress, then acute anxiety will hopefully never develop. And stress is a feeling that when we're under too much mental or emotional pressure and we feel that we're unable to cope with it. And those feelings of tension are actually very normal body reactions. It's a reflex and it's known as flight or fight. The fact that it's automatic means that we don't have a lot of control over its starting, but what we do have are some of these techniques that can help us from stopping it to escalate. Now, you can be stressed even if you're not under pressure, because if you're feeling that you're in a rut and your life is dull, that can cause stressful symptoms too. And some of the things to look for in your behaviour, for example, are maybe insomnia, comfort eating, indecision, maybe a lack of concentration. And emotional symptoms are things like feeling very irritable and tearful, maybe wanting to withdraw or feeling angry. Physical symptoms show themselves through headaches, tummy churning, maybe a dry mouth or clammy hands, sometimes a ringing in the ears. Now, many of us use unhealthy habits to hide from our stress, and we'll turn to things like alcohol, rich food, sugar, TV and retail therapy. None of these really help the situation. So it's important for us to discover and use techniques that really do help. And one of the ideas I'd like to share with you today is if you can have a balloon, imaginary balloon, and I want you to blow into it. And as you do, I want you to release all the tension and stress that you're holding on to. So you let go. And as you do this, you'll feel your shoulders drop and your lungs will push and squeeze. When your lungs are pushed out like that and your shoulders are dropped, it's much more difficult to be tense than when your lungs are full and you're upright and your shoulders are up at your ears. So let all that go. Tie a knot in the end of the balloon and then push it away. And as you push it away, you're pushing your stress away with it. Another idea is what we call an anchor in NLP. This can be something as simple as rubbing your ear. So you're feeling stressed, you might be standing talking to someone else, and in rubbing your ear, you'll quietly say to yourself, I am calm, I am fine, all is well. I am calm, I am fine, and all is well. And as you're doing that, your focus will go from the internal negative dialogue that you're having to this calming, soothing voice. And the distraction comes as soon as you bring your conscious mind to the fore by touching your ear. So give it a go. It really works. Another great idea that I recommend to clients is to sit and read a joke book. Just get a children's book with light-hearted dad jokes. It's amazing when you start to read through them you're distracted almost, and you start to laugh and that releases the endorphins and your whole demeanor will change. It's the same with watch a comedy, a movie. Another great thing is to make sure you get out, use your physiology. So go for a swim or go for a walk. If you're meeting with a friend, make sure that it's someone inspirational and not someone that's going to listen to you moaning, because all you're doing then is embedding the problem deeper and deeper into the subconscious mind, and that leads to you feeling even more stressed. So I hope you found these few tips useful and helpful, and I look forward to seeing you in the next video.